Good evening, everyone. How are you? This is Craig McKim Networking. Thanks for listening. Hope you're having a good day or have had a good day. Not sure where everybody's listening from. I wish that was more trackable data on Anchor. But as for right now, I guess that's where we are. Anyway, over the last couple weeks, well, I guess the last couple months, maybe since my last interview, I've talked about how to improve your networking, things that you can do that will definitely help. Hopefully some of you've been putting that into practice. Hopefully all of you've been putting into practice, but you never know, right? So I thought this week might be a good time to talk about a success story, not something that I've done, but something that, you know, the other experiences people are having by having a, in this case, a vast network, a workable network. And I thought I'd share that with you. For those of you who don't know, I am in the protective services industry. So I do like bodyguard work here and there. I'm part of a larger organization that trains people to do that work. And then also part of another nonprofit organization that is building right now. Actually, it's kind of fun, but they are in it to improve the standards and just to make the industry better as a whole. And it's for the industry, by the industry, and it's a pretty cool deal. But a couple weeks ago, I put out a request for anybody who wanted to share a story or a success story in networking. And I got a couple responses, which was nice. So I wanted to share one of them. Now, this gentleman here, he's been in the industry for about 30 years on the low end. I'm not exactly sure how long he's been doing it, but I know that he went to a school that I went to about 30, the same school I went to about 35 years ago. I went about 20 years ago, if we're talking about that. So he's been doing it a long time. But anyway, I'm going to share that to you. I'm going to read it right off of how he typed it to me. So bear with me as I may stumble through this a little bit, but it essentially to kind of set the scene a little bit. My friend, his name's Bob. He was in the midst of networking he was reconnecting with somebody in his network, you know, at a bar, I believe, at a conference in Orlando some years ago. Well, as he's sitting there talking to his buddy then gets a call. So I'm going to kind of pick it up from there. Now this is Bob talking. So I was at a conference in Orlando, and while socializing at the bar with Roland, who had just flown in from the island of Mallorca, Spain, where he was currently working, while we were talking, his boss called him to say that the housekeeper in his home in the Northeast saw a suspicious man sitting in a car for several hours, and she was nervous, so she called the boss in Mallorca. Who in turn then called Roland for suggestions on what to do rather than involve the police. Roland asked me, Bob, if I knew anyone in that area who might be able to assist. I called Rich, who is in that area, and let him speak to Roland. They talked for a few minutes and ended the call. He was close enough to the home in the Northeast and would swing by and see what he could see. Approximately 40 minutes later, my cell phone rang and it was Rich. I gave the phone to Roland and as it turned out, the suspicious subject was a private investigator working an unrelated case in the neighborhood and had nothing to do with Roland's principal's residence there. Roland thanked Rich and immediately called his principal, meaning his boss, in Mallorca and explained that there was no need for concern. So to wrap that up for you, so the gist of the story was that Roland's boss in Spain received a phone call about a potential problem at his Northeast home and called Roland in Florida, who in turn asked me if I could refer anyone. I called my contact in the Northeast, who confirms that there was no problem, and he calls Roland back in Orlando, who then calls his principal in Spain to advise that there was no need for concern. The whole process took about 60 minutes from the beginning to end. And in Roland's boss's mind, Roland is a well-connected hero with vast resources. So, you may not be calling or getting calls from your principal in another country on another time zone, potentially in another day, asking you to help. But the literally the game of telephone that they played can happen right in your very city. The principles or the process is applicable. Somebody calls you, you're standing with somebody, they ask you who you got somebody, you call them, you connect the two, they tell their boss everything's fine, or whatever, they help them in whatever the way that they can or they need to, and then that person's the hero. Literally, from a bar in Orlando, probably later at night, a problem got squashed without it having to escalate to anything past what you just heard, which is fantastic, especially in that industry. The less attention that you can pull, the better. Because, and I don't know anything about the principal. I don't know if it's a celebrity. I don't know if it's a public figure. I don't know who it is. But there's times for attention. You know, that's the red carpet stuff. But then there's times that they don't want attention, and this was a great reason to not have the police in front of your house, wondering, you know, what was going on. Then your neighbors start to wonder what's going on. Then that just draws more attention, and so it just worked out. Anyway, I thought it was a pretty cool story. Again, vast workable network my friend Bob has, and now this guy Roland has, and Rich has as well. So everybody got covered. Everybody, you know, if nothing else, made a friend potentially that night. And I think that's really cool. And that's what having a successful network can do. So anyway, if you have a success story in networking yourself, I would love to hear it. I would love to share it. I would be happy to keep you anonymous if you would like. If not, that's fine too. You can change the names. Doesn't matter to me. I don't care. I just want to share the story and how it went. So if that's the case, please, you know, shoot me a message, a voice message. Give me a call. You can find me on Instagram at Craig McKim Biz Dev. You can find me on Facebook, Craig McKim, and share that with me. I'd love to hear it. Anyway, that's all I got. I'll be in touch real soon. Have a good one.